V zgodovinskem letu tem in tem je bilo tako in tako, v zgodovinskem letu tem in tem pa je bilo drugače. Tokrat bomo naravnani znanstveno fantastično. Prebrali bomo prvi odlomek kratke zgodbe Kurta Voneguta z naslovom Velika svemirska ševa, The Big Space Fuck. Na to pa se vračamo daleč v preteklost z odlomkom iz risano igranega filma Heavy Traffic. Vse skupaj se večinoma veže na smeti, govno in spermo. Začenjamo pa z veliko svemirsko ševo. V godini toj i toj mogla je u Sjedinjenim američkim državama mlada osoba tužiti svoje roditelje ako su je loše odgajali. Mladi ih je čovjek mogao izvesti pred sud i prisiliti ih da plate ili čak odsluže zatvorsku kaznu za ozbiljne pogreške koje su počinili još dok je bilo malo nemoćno dete. Nije to bio samo pokušaj da se udovolji pravdi, već se time pokušavalo obeshrabriti reprodukciju s obzirom na to da je hrane bilo sve manje. Pobačaji su bili besplatni. Zapravo, svaka žena koja se dobrovoljno prijavila za pobačaj mogla je slobodno birati opremu za kupaonicu ili stolnu svjetilku. U godini toj i toj Amerika je upriličila veliku svemirsku ševu, što je predstavljalo ozbiljan napor da se osigura postavljanje ljudske vrste u svemiru, budući da više nije mogla dugo opstati na zemlji. Sve se pretvorilo u sranje, konzerve od piva, stare automobile i boce Kloroksa. Nešto zanimljivo dogodilo se na Havajskim otocima, gdje su niz godina bacali smeća u grotla ugašenih vulkana, dva su vulkana iznenada sve to izbljuvala, i tako dalje. To je bilo vreme velike opuštenosti u pitanju jezika, tako da je čak i predsjednik govorio sranje i jebiga i tome slično, a da se niko zbog toga nije osjećao ugroženim niti uvrijeđenim. Bilo je to potpuno u redu. On je svemirsku ševu zvao svemirskom ševom, pa tako i svi ostali. Bio je to raketni brod s teretom od 4 tone smrznutog sušenog špricera, shvatili ste, riječ je o spermi, u svom nosu. Trebao je biti ispaljen u galaksiju Andromeda udaljenu 2 milijuna svjetlosnih godina. Brod je nosio ime Arthur C. Clarke u čast čuvenog svemirskog pionira.
Wars never began. The tremendous Russian-American atomic bang-out that was to be never came. But what came was far worse. Another 1,000,000 years passed and everything was under garbage. The only thing that didn't change was the guys were still horny as hell. They'd just hump anything in sight. Occasionally, they'd make a mistake. Though this mistake turned out real bad because that pile of hump garbage came alive. And that one good screw, and, well, it became known as Mother Pile. And the people needed something to look up to, so they started worshiping her. And when someone got pissed off and pinched garbage or accidentally bumped into garbage, they were beaten and shot. And man looked doomed. All except for Wanda the last of the perfect women from the past, who with her manager Duck Warren toured the land, showing off her feminine beauty. Now one night, Warren was awakened by a strange light coming into a window.
Hey, this is the voice of God, Warren.
What's up?
I'll come right to the point, Warren. You gotta let me screw Warren now.
Hey, God, how was she?
Not bad.
Finally one night, the baby was born, and 3 wise men appeared instantly. It was a boy, and the new Messiah was born. And the garbage priest tried to find out where the new Messiah was. Man was crucified, but still did not tell.
Oh, it hurts.
And high on a mountain, God taught his son once a week the truth.
He's been in there 3 months already, meditating.
Then from out of the cave came a distant sound.
I got the truth, Pop! Go down to Mother Pile, lad.
See, Pop, the truth is you've been conning us all along.